There it goes. All right. Thanks a lot, sir. Double duty, Danny's running back there. Something must have just changed on Mighty 1090. We've got Mr. Watson in the studio today. Mike Watson from Credit Repair Mike. CreditRepairMike.com. What's up, my friend?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Great to have you here today. Now, we know you're not from the United States.
This is true.
You celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, my wife's American. My kids are American. Half and half, really. But yeah, we do. Yeah, but it was quiet. Really how I like it. Just nice and quiet. Not too much hassle.
Okay.
No family feuds. Just.
Well, good. Did you go shopping this morning?
Nope. Not a chance in heck.
We'll talk about that a little bit more. We got a couple of nice tips to give you right away today. We have a special guest calling in at 12:15. And we also have Robert Calloway in the studio today, who is a Navy vet, retired 26 years of service, and the San Diego chapter president for VAREP, which is the tell us what VAREP is.
Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals.
Okay, the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. You are the San Diego chapter president.
That is correct.
You're also a practicing real estate agent.
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. So did you have a great Thanksgiving?
I had a wonderful, wonderful. Lots of food, turkey, and football games.
Did you overeat, guys?
I tried not to.
You can't help it, right? It's like people prepare so much food, and there's just no way to get away from it. It's so delicious. Oh, so much fun. We did a little daycation type thing to Palm Springs and ate at our favorite restaurant. Just a whole lot of fun. I actually saw those pictures on Facebook. He showed me pictures of his turkey right now. It looked pretty good, man.
It was good.
All right. So we all had a good Thanksgiving. That's great stuff. You know, I tell you, Mike, because we help a lot of different people with their credit.
We do.
And it's the gamut. I mean, you name it. But one particular group of people that's negatively impacted by credit scores and really – In a lot of cases, unjustly, are service members. Yeah. Now, we do have the Service Member Civil Relief Act, or the SCRA, but one thing we have to keep in mind about that is just like any other rule, the stoplight or just the rules of the land, whatever it may be, it doesn't mean people have to follow it. And so that's the issue with it. Now, Mike, you've got a definition from Wikipedia. Tell us what the Service Member Civil Relief Act is.
In basic terms, it means that any legal action involving a civil matter has to be put on hold until after the soldier or sailor returned from a war. Examples of civil matters include breach of contract, bankruptcy, foreclosure, or divorce proceedings.
Now, how many soldiers overseas were foreclosed upon while they were in battle? I mean, seriously, in the last 5 years, thousands and thousands.
I would think so.
Now, what's supposed to happen is, based on this act, is that all these civil matters, all the ones you just mentioned, they stop. You get called on a tour. You have to go. Then all this stuff stops at home so that you can focus on what you got to do over there for the nation. You don't have to worry about the Mickey Mouse stuff back at home. That's how it's supposed to work. It doesn't always work that way, unfortunately, because although the rule is great and the intent was genuine, it just doesn't mean that it always works out that way. So as a result, we've had to help a lot of people who are in the military. We're going to talk a lot about the military today and veterans, people who are on active duty. We've also got Dr. Brian Austin calling in later in the program today. He's going to tell us about a lot of really cool things most people don't know about who are in the military or in military families. So we have a lot of people who are in the service here in San Diego. Robert, you've got to have some idea on this. How many families, how many households are military-related here in San Diego County?
Wow. I think our numbers were 335,000.
335,000 people or households?
Vets.
Vets.
Vets in active duty in the San Diego area. I would imagine it's probably at another 100,000 for family members extended from there. So
half a million people. I grew up in a town of 75,000.
Wow. Okay.
Now, it's grown to about 125,000 now. But when I grew up, it was 75,000 people in Columbia, Missouri. And so we've got almost half a million people very closely tied here in San Diego County to the military. And a lot of these people are deployed for different periods of time. They come back. They're not even here a lot of the time because they're, you know, on active duty. They're somewhere else doing a job. And what happens is stuff comes up at home. And a lot of times that stuff will affect their credit profile. And this stuff can be really important, especially if people have security clearances and whatnot. The great news is, Mike, that we can help these folks.
Definitely. Definitely. Anybody is in any trouble at all, you know, we can help, but you've got to be proactive.
Yeah.
You've got to go on the website or you've got to give us a call, whatever it needs. You know, if you're trying to buy that car, trying to buy the house and you're not up, you know, you're not up to a 620 where you really need to be to get a house. 640 is even better. But you just got to reach out, drop us a line, and we can get, you know, we've shown with documentation over the last few months that, you know, somebody can raise their credit score 150 points in 6 months. We had that guy who had 17 negative items removed after 28 days. So it does work, but you've got to be proactive. You've got to get involved because it's not going to happen on its own.
We have solutions. That's the bottom line. Solutions for education. We have solutions for direct action, laser-like solutions. Using the SCRA is really good in the credit repair process. That's one thing we know for a fact. So being able to reference that does help, especially if you've been affected by it. And this goes across the gamut. This isn't just late payments on, you know, a credit card, which fits in the SCRA, but also big events like bankruptcies, foreclosures, et cetera. All those things also fit in. So regardless of the magnitude of one of these particular issues, we absolutely can help with free educational materials and the cheapest credit repair, full-service credit repair service that exists that I've ever seen for only $499 per person. So if you go to creditrepairmike.com, you can get access to all that stuff. You can also ask questions there, submit an email if you have a question. Happy to help you any way we can. Just go to creditrepairmike.com, or you can call 619-734-9454. The point being that no one has to live with bad credit. You just simply don't. I think for a long period of time, Mike, people thought they did.
They don't, though.
They thought it was a one-time thing. Like, if I lose my good credit, like, we're born with good credit, but if I lose it, then it's gone forever. But that's not the case.
Not the case at all. And it can be fixed in such a short... I know we think 6 months is a long time, but you imagine having your credit fixed by next June. You know, it's not. It's a short time frame, really, to get it fixed.
Oh, it flies by.
It flies by so quick. And the lady we showed last week, it proves it can be done. And it is being done every day. I think we're up to removing now. We're just shy of 700,000 negative items throughout the country. 700,000. That's a lot.
Wow.
Negative
wow.
items, which really wouldn't have been removed if people hadn't have taken action.
Yeah, you got to take that precise action.
You've got to do something.
Well, you have the broad stuff. We've got a ton of free educational materials, a ton of tips. I'm going to give you a great holiday credit tip here in just a second. But we have a ton of tips, a ton of free materials at creditrepairmike.com that you can do. You just go there and get them. You can request them if you want to email, if you want some interaction. You know, that's fine too. But you can request them or get them right there at creditrepairmike.com. So that's the broad stuff. That's the, hey, let me figure out the things I should and shouldn't be doing. Then you have the laser precision type actions that you take, which are to actually go through a credit repair process and go after every single specific item, use the law to your full advantage, get your credit score as high as it possibly can. That's the point.
And the big thing is, it doesn't matter if you've got 3 items or 33 or 43. The price is just the same.
Very
good
point.
If you, a lot of people worry, oh, I've got too many. They aren't going to look at mine. They aren't going to do this. But we investigate and challenge every single one at the same time. So really, I'm not saying we don't care, but we don't care if you've got 3 items or 53 items. I have a guy with 47 items. It's no different. We just challenge every single one. And according to the law, the creditors have to get back to the credit bureaus in 30 days. And if they don't, or they choose not to, it has to be removed. That's a great thing about this law.
Yeah, and not only does it not matter how many items you have, but it's a year's worth of service.
Yeah.
It's 5 rounds yeah. of attempts from 5 different angles. It's all included. It's all the same price, and there is a money-back guarantee as well.
Yep.
It just doesn't get any better than that. So it's $4.99 per person. CreditRepairMike.com is the website. And here is the holiday credit tip that everyone – this is – I've got several. I'm posting tomorrow on the Facebook page. I've got 3 tips. This is one of them. It's a little teaser.
Cool.
Now, this one is really simple. It's really easy, but there's 2 reasons why you don't want to do this. I would let you guys guess, but we'd be here all day probably because this is a tough one. Holiday credit tip number 1 is don't use your credit cards during the holidays. Just simply don't use them. Don't do it. There are 2 reasons why. Number 1, using a credit card completely detaches you from the reality of what you're doing. You could spend $500 on a credit card and you don't think about it as $500. You think about it as, oh, that's only going to increase my payment 30 bucks a month or whatever it is. You don't think about it for being $500. The other thing that people don't think about when charging their credit cards up during the holidays is that it affects your credit score. You increase your balances on your credit cards, and you can negatively impact your credit score drastically. Not what anybody wants, right? So a couple other tips along those lines coming out on the Facebook page tomorrow morning, but if you don't use your credit cards, just don't use them. Just in the holidays. Okay, I understand here and there you need to use a credit card for whatever reason. But don't go into the holidays going, oh, okay, we've got $3,000 on this card. Let's use that one for holiday shopping. And who knows what we're going to come home with. You know, that's how you make a big mistake. And if you have to use a credit card for your holiday shopping, make sure you allocate the balances somewhat evenly. Don't charge up one card all the way. Don't go over the limit, whatever you do, because that will just massacre your credit score. And if you've got one that you haven't used in a while that has a big limit, and you just kind of like the fact that it's a zero balance, that's the one to actually use. That's the one to actually use if you have to use your credit cards during holiday shopping, which I would advise against if there's any way that you can possibly avoid it. A ton of free materials at creditrepairmike.com, free materials that you can learn about how credit scoring works, do's and don'ts, everything you need to know is at creditrepairmike.com. Also, the cheapest full-service, one-year, five rounds of letters credit repair that exists with a money-back guarantee, also available at creditrepairmike.com. You can call or text this number, 619-734-9454. Well, we have a special surprise guest calling in, and I can see they are already on the line. So when we come back, we'll make you smarter than everyone else, and we're going to tell you two things. Number one, we're going to talk about VAREP for sure, and we've also got Dr. Brian Austin calling in later in the program to give some great tips to our military families out there. Stick around. It's your lunch hour. Mr. Credit, ESPN 1780.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
Welcome back. Special edition live program. We might be the only live program in town today. Well, I take that back. We do have another live program after us today. Shouldn't say we're the only one. Very special guest calling in right now. We have Sun Nguyen on the line. He's a Navy veteran, and he is also the founder and president of the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals, a nonprofit organization. Sun, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
What's going on, my friend?
Oh, you know, just another day in paradise here in Southern California.
That's correct. Well, let me ask you a question, because, you know, VAREP is relatively new, and I don't think a lot of people know about it. But tell me why you decided to start VAREP.
Yeah, definitely. VAREP is started to build a need to educate real estate and real estate professionals, but especially the military and veteran consumers about real estate issues, and especially home ownership and the VA home loan program. I had the idea about 3.5-4 years ago, and my background being in serving in San Diego in the Navy and coming out, and then deciding to make real estate a career, I wanted to give back. And then in giving back, I decided that the best way to do that was to do some research and find out what was out there as far as you know, using my experience in the real estate field. And the what I found was actually very surprising. I found that of the 22 million veterans in the United States and 1.4 active military, there's approximately 1.9 million active VA home loans. Now, that's not, you know, veterans get other loans besides VA home loans. However, I find that they, upon further research, I find that a lot of the financial services industry and the real estate professionals don't make the VA home loan program they don't know a lot about it, so they don't make that as one of the things that they ask and they market to. It's a niche market. My goal was to create an organization to bring awareness and make the VA home loan program and educate the real estate professionals to go and make the military and the veteran communities not a niche but a mainstay and part of their marketing repertoire. So that's how I came up with it.
Okay. Well, I could totally respect that because, you know, I've been saying for years that, you know, the VA loan is the best loan that exists, and so few veterans know that it's there and that it's available. to them. And I just always thought about, well, how can this be marketed? So that's a very legitimate reason for starting something like this. Is VA rep, is that going to be your legacy? I mean, what would you like to see happen with VA rep 20, 30 years from now?
Well, you know, legacy is such a big word. It's probably a little early in the stage to have it be my legacy, but I'm definitely proud and honored to help to start it and to be part of it. I believe that the VA rep legacy is going to be not to any one person, but to all the people working on it, to the communities that get behind it, to spread the word and make it part of you know, part of the mainstream. 20, 30 years from now, what I'd like to see happen is through our chapters, as we will finish with 2013, we'll finish with about 11 local professional chapters in six states across the United States, with about 20 more next year to open. So with that in mind, 20 to 30 years from now, I'd like to see VA rep be the respected resource for military and veteran real estate in the United States.
Okay, and I think that's a very reasonable expectation based on the fact that it doesn't seem like anything exists like this right now, and it sure should. I think you're really fulfilling a need. By the way, that's Sun Nguyen. He's the founder and president of the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals, a nonprofit organization basically designed to help military families, veterans, active duty people to understand what's available to them in the way of home ownership and home purchasing. Talk to me about the five-point plan, because this isn't just an organization you created hoping that it would work itself out. You've really got a specific plan. Tell us about that.
Yeah, our five-point plan supports our simple mission statement of increasing sustainable housing among the active and military veteran community. Starting off with point number one being homeownership advocacy. Our goal is to advocate nationally to develop programs that reduce barriers to homeownership facing the military and veteran communities. One of the things that under homeownership advocacy that we're working on is our first annual veteran military and veteran housing legislative summit to be held next June 8th through the 10th in Washington, D.C., where we're going to have our leadership across the United States and the local chapters go up to D.C. and discuss with the powers that be on and advocate on all issues concerning military and veteran housing. The second point being community outreach. We'd like to foster responsible homeownership in military and veteran communities by providing housing education and counseling services to include topics such as foreclosure prevention, financial literacy, understanding credit, pre-purchase and post-purchase home ownership. Recently, there was an article in Stars and Stripes, and the headline was that lack of financial literacy could lead to homelessness. So we definitely want to reach to the military and veteran community to provide educational topics to cover and make sure that community is definitely financially literate to purchase homes.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense because, you know, you're talking about homeownership advocacy here, community outreach. That's the first two points in kind of the five-point plan. You know, what, as far as, you know, homeownership advocacy is concerned, how much of that can you do with the military, and how much are you just kind of on your own as an organization to promote that type of stuff?
You know, we're on our own 100%. I mean, we're looking help for the from the community any way we can get, from other veteran service organizations to local government, state government. On the federal government level, we are definitely looking for, especially in San Diego with the seven bases, to work with the company commanders and the powers that be to go on base and to provide that financial literacy, home ownership education. As a matter of fact, on a federal level, Department of Defense, they have a great financial literacy or readiness campaign is what they call it, and it's based upon eight pillars. Of all the eight pillars, and it provides there are certain different topics. However, none of the eight pillars actually covers home ownership as a topic, and we like to be that ninth pillar to do that. So we're working with right now at the beginning stages of working with the Department of Defense on trying to on a national level to get on base and provide that home ownership education.
That would be huge. It's really, really important. I mean, especially for, you know, a lot of the guys who just get in or are just younger and don't have the financial literacy or haven't made the mistakes yet to learn from. If we can coach them on how to get in and own a home, you know, if you own a home in the end, you're going to be okay. I mean, that's
absolutely
the thing. If you own your house, you don't owe anybody any money, you're going to be okay. And so if we can get more of our folks in that direction, then that would be ideal. So number one of the five-point plan is advocating for home ownership. Number two is community outreach. Talk about point three.
Point three is professional membership, and it's a key. It's one of the key. It's our boots on the ground, if you will, to provide a place where real estate and financial services professionals can share ideas, get educated, and be empowered to better serve the real estate needs of the military and veteran families. For our professional membership, a lot of people are mistaken. They think that only veterans can be members, and that's not true. Anyone can be a member within the real estate professional community, which includes realtors, but also lenders, title, closing, home inspection, termite. Anyone that's within the real estate industry can be a member, whether they are a military veteran or not, as long as they support the cause and they can provide educational tips and services through the membership. So it costs $99 a year for a member to join, and what they get is they get access to the members area on the back end, filled with a lot of educational materials, including monthly webinars and PowerPoint trainings and special reports.
What about radio show hosts? Do they qualify to be members?
Absolutely, especially this one. I think Mr. Credit would fit perfectly in with our plan.
Count me in. Count me in for that. $99 a year, I'm in. So let's talk about step four. This is really big. Veteran job creation. We've seen, you know, recently, I mean, Starbucks was kind of the first one to come forward and say, hey, we're going to go out of our way to hire 10,000 people who are veterans or family members, direct family members of veterans or people who are in active duty. We haven't really seen a lot of stuff like that, I think, at least not as much as we should based on the employment problem we're having for vets. So talk about the fourth point in your five-point plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Veteran job creation is key, because simply if an individual does not have employment, they can't afford a home. So home ownership and employment is synonymous. Our goal is to work with companies within the real estate and financial services industry to provide employment opportunities through postings. Right now, we're currently, it's not up yet, but we have a military and veteran job portal that we are currently working on. To provide as a place for our partners in the financial services industry to post jobs for the detaching service members and veterans to hire them.
That's awesome, and you know, I think that it would be great if there was some sort of legislation kind of backing all this, you know, behind this, some sort of tax, but you know, something that would encourage it. Because one thing we know about most corporations, now if we're talking about mom and pops, it's different, but most of these big corporations, they need some sort of incentive, it seems like, which I get it. I understand, you know, the business aspect, but I feel like we kind of have a duty here as citizens to do a little bit more than what's been done at this point in time. So I'm really glad that that's on the five-point plan for you guys. And then, you know, number five, the fifth point about affordable housing, talk to me about how you guys are going to help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I want to backtrack to number four. There actually are federal programs that this administration has signed the Vow to Hire Heroes Act in 2011, which is part of that is to encourage to encourage organizations to hire veterans. There are a lot of hiring initiatives out there, and there are tax breaks, great tax breaks, along with that specific act. And I do want to commend. There's been a higher I believe the initiative is called Hire 100,000 Veteran Job Campaign, and actually they've just reached that milestone, and they've expanded to 200,000. There are great initiatives. However, we want to bring that initiative down to the local basis, down to the local level, so we hold events here in the future on a local basis when the chapters do that, that they're going to be able to make a difference on a local level. Leading into the fifth point, I'm sorry to backtrack. But
no, that's great. No, I appreciate that, because I do remember the Vow to Hire Heroes Act. I just haven't seen anything since it came out, you know, so you yeah. You kind of expect, you know, when they make rules, I never really expect anyone to do anything unless there's a strong enough incentive behind it. So I'm going to take a look at that again, though, and see if there are any companies that deserve some serious shout-outs. So I appreciate you making that correction. Let's talk about the affordable housing in the fifth point.
Yeah, affordable housing, even though it's 0.5, is definitely not the least on our list. It's just in that order. Affordable housing, we have a two-prong approach. Our first approach is we coined it. It's called House of Vet. In our House of Vet program, we've been recently approved to be on some national REOs for closed homes donation programs, where they donate the home to us, and under our mortgage free to us, and under our House of Vet program, what we do is we take that home mortgage free. Lots of times there's approximately anywhere between $20,000-$30,000 worth of work that needs to be rehabbed. We rehab that, but in the process of rehab, we put a veteran crew, veteran-owned business construction crew to work, number one. Then when it's ready to rehab, we list it with a veteran-owned or a service-disabled veteran-owned realtor, put them to work to list a property for us. And what we have created then is that we probably within the first 45 days when the property's on market, and we put that into the MLS and we market it as a military and veteran first look program, where our sole objective is to put an active military or a veteran into the home. And they're going to buy that home at a discounted rate of anywhere between 10 and 20% underneath market value to give them instant equity. That's our House of Vet program in a nutshell, where we're going to take donated homes from the banks and also purchase distressed properties at a discount and provide it, as I said, underneath those points under the House of Vet program. That's only our first first point, but as the REO market goes away, we know that program is going away, and I think it's a great program. You give away homes, you help one or two families, However, the second part of our program, I think, is great because it's based upon education. They say you educate. When you start educating, you can help millions, and that's our goal. Besides giving away homes through our House of Vet program, the second part of our affordable program is to provide education through, we're in the process of getting HUD-approved counseling, so we can take these people at our local events, and let's say 100 people show up. Let's say 3 people want to buy right away. Well, of the 97 people that can't buy right away for whatever reason, whether they have credit issues, whether they need further counseling, whatever their issues are, we're going to take them and we're going to through our counseling services, which, by the way, we are striving once we get that program up to employ veterans or spouses or families of veterans and put them to work as our counseling, our housing counselors, our employment counselors, to get these people on the right track, handhold them through, let Mr. Credit take care of them wherever they need to fix their credit issues. And when they're ready to buy again, we want to make sure that we're there for them to give them the resource, to give them a database to choose from a certified group of real estate professionals that will help them with their housing process.
That's great stuff. Great stuff. That's Sun Nguyen. He's the founder and president of the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. Really appreciate your time today, Sun.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Have a good one. You can find out more at VAREP, VAREP, or VAREP.net if you'd like to look up more about whether maybe you could become a member or you know someone who can, especially if you know someone who's in the service that's not a homeowner. They really need to become educated about how important it is for their financial future, and this is a great organization to help them do that. VAREP.net. is the website. Coming up, we're going to speak to the local chapter president here in San Diego, Robert Calloway. 26 years of service in the Navy, retired, now working real estate and helping military families out there in San Diego County. We'll be back in just a second to make you smarter than everyone else, guaranteed.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
Welcome back. We are live, ESPN 1700 Studios here in Sereno Valley. Mr. Credit here, Credit Repair Mike. You just heard from Sun Nguyen. founder and president of the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. We've got Robert Calloway in the studio right now, who has 26 years of service with the Navy under his belt. He's also the San Diego chapter president for VA Rep. Robert, it's great to have you today.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are some of our reps' top priorities right now in San Diego?
Basically for us is, one, getting a little traction, which we're starting to get. We did our installation ceremony on July the 29th, and it's been busy since then. We held a couple of realtor outreach events. And basically just getting out to the community as well as the real estate industry of who we are and what we're trying to do for San Diego in whole. As you know, we're one of the largest, we are the largest military entity on the West Coast. So it's here is where we want to be and to share the information and things that we're trying to do to help the veterans and the active duty military for home ownership.
Yeah, we talked about how there's, you know, 500,000 people, I would say at least, you know, here in San Diego that are really closely affected by this or in families with people who are active duty or retired military. So, you know, it's a big, 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 big deal here. And we've also got a lot of people who are here, and they may live in South Carolina or something like that, but they're here and they're going to be here for a while. So if there's ways we can help them from when they go back to South Carolina or whatever it may be, that's obviously something that's a good thing too. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to go off a little bit here.
Okay.
Do you have any advice for people who own businesses out there who want to make their businesses more military friendly? Because I know that's a big part of what you guys are doing altogether, the education piece and all the events and everything. Is there anything that business owners should know about how to make their business more military friendly?
Well, I one of the things that we're discussing and we're looking for partnerships with the different business owners in the as far as the real estate industry is, we're wanting partnership with them. And then if a veteran uses your service, we're asking for some type of discount for them.
Gotcha.
So we're looking for the title reps, the natural hazard disclosures, escrows, to be able to give some type of discount to the active duty and the veterans that use their VA loans or for that place, any of the services or anything. I remember when I first joined the military, I was in Norfolk, Virginia, and very few companies did that, but as the years have gone by, a little bit more happens. They don't readily share that information, but there are a lot of companies that still do provide discounts for veterans in active duty military.
So if a company offers a discount, you'll actually help them essentially help point people in their direction.
Yes, yes. And we're looking to get partnerships with Title. And we got Mr. Credit here. He's point my way, and we're looking for that. 10 to 15% off, no pressure.
Yeah. Oh,
but,
that's about 20?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, wow. 25 would be better. So, but just to, for those who have served, to give a little bit back as a community.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. And so that's something that I think a lot of businesses would be interested in doing because
yes.
People want to help. I mean, I think they, you know, deep down they want to help. They just kind of need an avenue. They need an answer. They need a solution that they can jump to and go, okay, well, here's how we can help.
Yes, and it used to be, and I'll give you two that are really big, Lowe's and Home Depot. It used to be just on Veterans Day, 4th of July, and a couple of other holidays in the year. Now veterans get, or active duty, you get about 10% off of each purchase. Not that I spend a lot of time at Lowe's.
well, if you know, when someone goes out there and buys a home, you know, at first you might spend a lot of time there. And if
yes, you will.
We're helping people do this, then they might need to go there. Now, you had 26 years in the Navy.
Yes.
Did anyone ever educate you while you were in the service? Did they ever tell you about how to use a VA loan, or did they ever explain to you that, you know, you should own a home? It's a cornerstone to any good retirement plan. Did you get any kind of education like that?
No. And it's funny that, I had a real estate license early on in my Navy career. I really didn't do anything. It was kind of hard being on a ship to sell property when you're out in the middle of the Atlantic, but I did. I've always been an advocate of it, but no one really pushes that point. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to do, that hey, you can purchase a home, you have the right. I mean, a veteran can come in, or an active duty member, $1,000 in the bank, and they can go buy a home because it's zero money down. So that's the things that we're looking to educate and do. But as far as the Department of Defense and the VA, no one really advocates for home ownership. And so that's where we're coming in.
Yeah, and it's not only just no money down, but it's no mortgage insurance.
No mortgage insurance.
So you're talking about a lower payment than what someone else would get drastically these days, because mortgage insurance has gone up a lot.
Yes. And now, you know, obviously, you know, with FHA, it's the life of the loan now, not 5 years or until you get to 20%. So that's a very, very plus for the VA loan.
It's become even bigger than it has been this whole time. It's always been, you know, no mortgage insurance, but now it's an even bigger advantage than it has ever been before. So you've got, you know, just great financing available. Obviously, I have to educate people about this. And the home buying process isn't just about getting the best loan. There's a lot of things that go into it. But you were also telling me earlier about how the credit standards now are higher for people who are in the service, and that whole landscape has changed recently.
Yes. Like we were talking earlier, as a Navy counselor, I help people with their orders, and a lot of people don't understand now that for service members who have a security clearance, prior to 9/11, they only looked at the law enforcement side for when you were going to do the background check. Now it's that plus they look at the financial aspect. So if someone has a foreclosure or repossession of a car, bankruptcy, that affects their security clearances. And so a lot of service members don't know that or don't understand what they need to do, and that they need to go talk to their security manager, whether you're in no matter what branch you're in. You basically write up a statement what happened. They put it in the file. And then when you come up for your 5 or 10 year review, that's already in there and it's been discussed and you had a plan now, and you had a plan of how that works out. Now, if you fail to do that and they discover it, now we have an issue, because I think I retired in June of 2011, and I think about 80% of the people that were being separated due to loss of security clearance, 80% of it was due to financial reasons.
Is that right?
That is right.
80%.
80%. And a lot of it is about an hour or two of research and work. And just
being proactive, right?
You have to be proactive and letting them know. But a lot of people, they frowned upon or thought they were going to be looked at in a negative aspect, and that's not the case.
So you just need to come forward, say, here's what happened, here's what I've got, here's my plan to fix it.
And done deal.
Boom. Oh, man, that's great stuff. You know, I look forward to hearing more about what's going on. You guys have got an event.
Yes.
Coming up here pretty soon.
On Tuesday, December the 3rd, we're having a military and veteran housing mixer. It's going to be out at Admiral Baker Golf Course. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. So we're looking to invite you RSVP at
– can anyone show up or
– anyone can show up. We're not going to turn anyone away. So I do have RSVPs, but at this point, I think the numbers are right where we were expecting them to be. But if you're interested in learning a little bit more about our organization, please come out, and we'll be glad to let you in and share what we're doing.
Yeah, so this is Admiral Baker. It's on Tuesday, this Tuesday.
Yes.
5:30 to 8:30 is the length of the event. A lot of big name companies are behind you guys here. A lot of names you would recognize. If you are interested in getting more information or if you want to RSVP, just email sandiego@varep.net, or you can call Robert directly, 619-392-3399. So sandiego@varep.net is the email, or call Robert directly, 619-392-3399. Really appreciate your time today, Robert.
No problem.
Look forward to hearing more about VAREP.
Definitely.
In the future. Coming up, we're going to continue our theme today. We're going to share some secrets. Now we're going to talk about your physical health. We've got Dr. Brian Austin on the horn. He's going to share some of the secrets that we use to help people, veterans and active duty military, with their physical health. Secrets you probably don't know will make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. Mr. Credit here, coming to you live, ESPN Radio, 1700, save the station in your dial. We got Dr. Brian Austin on the horn right now, trying to stay away from the danger zone. Dr. Brian, you there, my friend?
I'm here.
What's up, buddy? All right, I got a couple questions for you. We've talked a lot about the military today, and you know, I know you help a lot of people. I mean, you've helped a lot of people who serve this country with their physical health. So I want to talk about the difference between someone who is active duty and someone who is, let's say, a veteran. They're no longer active. So let's talk about how you the different ways that you can help both of those folks.
Well, they both have spines and nervous systems, so that's good. That's the prerequisite. Some of them are sort of in the process of being, accumulating the stressors of being in the military, biochemical stressors, physical, emotional stressors. And, you know, there's different programs out there. Obviously, active military have the type of insurance called TRICARE. And, we have the unique ability, unlike probably any other chiropractor in San Diego, based out of my Carlsbad office, to actually tap into the TRICARE, usually get 20 visits at a time approved. And we were able to do that because the way that I practice chiropractic is not just chiropractic. We also wrap in the functional, progressive, corrective exercises at the same time. So we can build that under the umbrella of physical therapy. So when people come in, whether they're a cash patient, military, they were in a car accident, it doesn't matter what brought them in or what type of insurance they have. We're doing the same type of care for everybody, but we're legally allowed to bill it because we are doing those services. And, you know, a lot of people want chiropractic, and in the military, TRICARE does not cover chiropractic. So if you want chiropractic care and you want to, route it through the TRICARE, obviously we're doing it, again, under the physical therapy, you can get that in my Carlsbad office. And I'm actually working on that in my Kearney Mesa office as well as we speak. So that's going to be exciting news. And for the
I should mention, too, by the way, Dr. Brian, as you mentioned that, all of those different services that you provide, it's unbelievably inexpensive. I mean, for the people who aren't covered by TRICARE or don't have insurance coverage, although a lot of people do have chiropractic covered under their insurance, they don't realize it. But for those who don't, the cash patients, as you might call them, like myself, for example, it's unbelievably inexpensive to get this physical care. And the idea that we can take people who are active duty military who might be experiencing, you know, physical pain, and we can help them through the TRICARE, which is given to them to do just that, to help them with their physical health, that's truly amazing. So I just wanted to make that point before you talk about people who are retired or are not on active duty.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. That's a great testimonial right there. And that's sort of my philosophy or my purpose is to make my services attainable to as many people as possible. Obviously, I don't give it away for free, but I'm not the cheapest chiropractor out there. There's some franchises that would be like drive-through chiropractic, which you probably don't want to go to. But I certainly keep I believe the service to the value that I've built in the way I practice is such a high value that when I charge these lower fees, you know, that's why I get so many referrals. But, you know, the retired military, you know, route it through the VA, and a lot of people don't know they actually can get chiropractic coverage. So the way the VA works in general is, you know, we would see someone, do the evaluation, send them to their VA doc, and they would just request chiropractic. They would bounce them right back. And usually we would get 6 visits approved at a time. They would usually cap it at 2 treatments a week, spread it out, and then we could always, you know, apply for more. But at least it's enough to get someone in the door, get them evaluated, get them educated, get them started in the right direction. And then, like you said before, even if they do have to start paying out of their pocket, we keep it so cost-effective that it's pretty much a no-brainer.
Hey, we've got a Navy vet in the studio right now, Robert Calloway.
Yeah, I need your service.
I was just saying, were you aware of this at all?
No, and I'm actually being treated for spine through the VA, and I was referred out, and I get maintenance shots about every 3 to 4 months. And I sound like I need to give you a call.
No question.
Yeah, because, I mean, I did 6 shifts. So you're talking that's a lot of stress on the back, and you don't realize it until you're not up in that high-tempo job you're doing. And then you start doing a regular job sitting down at a desk every day or out and about. So
here's the good news, Robert, okay? From now until the end of the year, as you can tell this to all your buddies too, you get your first 2 visits with Dr. Brian for free.
So free?
For free. So it's $230 value. It's a full workup deal. You know, you'll take the x-rays, you know, do the nerve scan, do the full printout, show you exactly where you're at. There's a couple ways you can do it. You can go to drbrianaustin.com, submit your contact form there, or you can call or text Dr. Brian at 858-324-4767. So it's not just for the military, but there are a lot of advantages for people who are in active duty or retired military to be able to tap into that, once again, no one's telling them about. So we're trying to get that message out there. Dr. Brian's doing the first two visits for free because he wants to have no barrier for entry for people to find out where they're at, to see where you stand and see what kind of action is needed from there. DrBrianAustin.com is the website, or 858-324-4767. And Dr. Brian, while I have you on the line, I did want to say big shout out. Your corporate wellness event that you did over at Student Loan Service, I just keep hearing from people who have, you know, who are getting care from you now, results, the, you know, just the whole thing was amazing. So I wanted to pass that along to you because I know you offer that for big companies as well who want to kind of do a spoil the employee day, and it works out really, really well. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. You made me look really good.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely appreciate, you know, leveraging your relationships and, you know, taking care of you. And, you know, you're a big part of my success as well. So I'm happy to be a part of the Mr. Credit team.
All right. Great stuff, Dr. Brian. It's Dr. Brian Austin. Appreciate you calling in, my friend.
All right.
You have a good one. So once again, Robert, there it is. You know what I mean? Advantages. These are things that we can pass along. Your physical health is really important. When you're a kid and you're on those ships, I bet you weren't thinking that much about it.
No, not at all.
And so, and then you get to this point where we start to get a little bit older and start going, oh man, I'm hurting over here, or oh gosh, I'm sitting down a whole lot. Now I got to take advantage of the opportunity that's being provided here from Dr. Brian Austin to go get evaluated for free. Okay, you do that to the end of the year. First two visits are free. And if you're in the military, or you were, there are ways that you can get your care sometimes covered completely, or at least a certain part of it covered. And so a lot of times that'll help you get to where you need to be to see, all right, this type of care is going to help me with my ailments. And that's the key here. We want people to have good physical health. That's the key to being happy, in my opinion. Remember how they always say the old saying, well, at least you have your health. Well, make sure you have that, okay?
Yeah, if nothing else.
Don't find yourself in a situation where you can't say, well, at least I have my health. Make sure you can always at least say that. Speaking of health, Mr. Watson, you look awfully good. What kind of diet are you on right now?
No food diet.
The no food diet.
No food diet.
You know, it's the food that puts
the cheerleader diet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's working. So you look fantastic, my friend. Great show today, guys. Really appreciate everybody. Danny, thanks for coming in the day after Thanksgiving. Run the programs today. We do have a live program coming up next. Robert Calloway, retired Navy, 26 years of service. Thank you for your service to this country, my friend. We all really, really appreciate it. Also, VAREP, V-A-REP, the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. You'll be hearing more about them on this program. And, of course, Credit Repair Mike. CreditRepairMike.com for sharing his time with us today.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me once again.
Great stuff, guys. All right, stick around. More live programming coming up next. We'll see you on Monday at noon.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.